Words of Life Devotional, Wednesday, 14th January, 2026. Reverend Eko Eshin. Topic: Success Responds to Sacrifices. Scripture: Hebrews 12:2, the New King James Version. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Have you heard the statement, no cross, no crown before? Others have put it this way, no pain, no gain. This is how life practically works on a day-to-day basis. You must always be willing to give up something for something better. You must be willing to sacrifice some things to get other better things. Our verse for today reveals this truth in Jesus' life. This is the law of sacrifice. What was Jesus' goal? It was to secure the full package of salvation for you and I. This meant that he would get to sit at the Father's right hand, which is symbolically a place of all power and authority to be our high priest. Was he willing to sacrifice or give up something in order to get to that place of power? Yes. He gave up his personal comfort, carried his cross, and died for the salvation of men, among other things. Thank God for Jesus' example. Our verse for today says, for the joy, the goal that was set before him, he endured the cross. Great lesson. Jesus made sacrifices for his own goals and success. Part of it was a lifestyle of endurance and sacrifice. A successful life is not achieved by chance or a mere desire. It requires sacrifices. All successful men and women will acknowledge that it cost them many sacrifices to achieve their heart desires and goals. Every goal, dream, or vision will require great sacrifices, and the Christian life is no exception. More often than not, you will have to sacrifice things like money in order to get something money cannot buy. Sometimes you may have to sacrifice an unproductive relationship that is only parasiting on you. This is how the law of sacrifice works. Today, many young people, in their haste for relationship and career success, short-circuit the process and eventually get destroyed. Success always has a price. Part of this price is seen in this law of sacrifice. Thankfully, our master demonstrated this clearly. There is always something you can and must give up now in order to have a better tomorrow. I am convinced that all of us have an inborn desire to be successful in every area of our lives, and especially in this new year. The question is, are you willing to live by the law of sacrifice? How much are you willing to sacrifice for a successful business or ministry? Do you want to experience more of God? Do you want to be used by Him in a greater way? You cannot keep doing the same thing the same way and expect different results. Think on these things. Let us pray, Father. I thank you for the example of my Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that Jesus clearly showed me how to pay the price for my own success. I pray that you strengthen me by your Spirit in my inner man so that I can continually live a life of sacrifice. Thank you for victory over the temptation, shortcuts, and satanic devices in Jesus' name. Amen. Further reading, Hebrews 5:5-10, the New King James Version. If you have read this devotion and you know you are not born again, saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link, https://lifeconventionministries.org/salvation-invitation.